With the beginning of 2026, you've heard it everywhere. Authentic content is gonna rule this year. It's gonna be the thing, and you have to master creating authentic content in order to get not only ahead of the market, but to keep things running, to have a chance on this market where things are changing so, so fast, where people don't want to have these aesthetics, where people are like in the stoic kind of videos, where people want real. And as you might already think, I have to say a lot about this, because I think this whole conversation around authentic content is completely off, which is why I want to address four things inside this episode which no one is talking about and which will, once you understand them, set you ahead of the market. And spoiler alert, it's not what you think it is. We all love that sound, but what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to. And to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. Before we dive directly into these four things, we have to make something clear, because what most people think authentic means is a messy bun, recording a talking head video directly from your bathroom while you put makeup on, showing how messy your life is, that you yourself are still a work in progress, that you are a human being that is still evolving, that you are someone that is still or who is still learning, that you are not perfect. Guys, of course you are not perfect. You don't have to tell me, because I know you are a human being and therefore you are not perfect. But this does not mean that I want to see you in your bathroom, that I want to see you in your bedroom, that you have to create something with a messy bun, that you have to show us your messy life. This is not what premium clients and high ticket buyers actually want to see. They want to see if you can help them. And how you can help them, and that you are the best in your field. They have no interest in seeing that you have to deal with human problems like every other human being. Which leads me directly to my first point. I've invested well over 300k in mentorship in the last couple of years. One-on-one mentoring, masterminds, close proximity support, all access passes. I've bought it all. I've seen so many things from the inside, so many brands from the inside. I'm a human. I'm a woman who decides fast. I'm a dream client. And I'm absolutely aware that you are a human being. And I'm completely aware that you use your toilet multiple times per day. But I don't want to see it. I don't want you to take me with you inside your bathroom, with me to the toilet, and then put out your camera and make a photo of what you just did. So I'm completely aware that you have to deal with human shit, as every other human being has to as well. And these are not the things I want to see. As a woman who decides fast, as a dream client, as a high-level client, as someone who invests 10k, 20k, 120k, not only once, but several times, I have zero interest in seeing how your private life looks like, I have zero interest in what's going on inside your relationships currently. I have zero interest on which day of your period you're currently. I want to see how you can help me. I want to see what you bring to the table that makes me more money, that gives me more freedom, that gives me more health, that creates more wealth. Nothing more and nothing less. Because then when I see that you can help me and that you are the best in your field, that you master the things you're talking about, that you are embodying this, that not only you as the CEO of your brand is embodying this, but your overall brand tells the exact same story, has a core message that hits me directly in the core. When you build a brand where I identify with, then please don't tell me about the mess in your life. In my life, there is mess from time to time. In your life, there is mess from time to time. In every human being's life is mess from time to time. And I, as a high-level client, someone who decides fast, who pays a lot of money, who is self-led, the moment you put all your shit on the table and not your excellence, I move on. I hire someone else because I want to be led by a leader, not a friend. So when I see how you can help me, what you bring to the table, that you are the best in your field, then I pay you. Not because you told me that you don't have your shit together. The next point is one of my favorite ones. I love all four. You have to listen until the end of this episode to understand the whole picture. But this one is something that makes it so, so visible that this whole conversation is completely off. That wasting your time about or with thinking about authentic content and how you can create authentic content, how authenticity looks like for you, is such a stupid question. It doesn't deserve your brain cells that you talk about it or think about it. It doesn't deserve your attention at all, because content that is labeled as authentic, if you would see me, you would see the quote unquote authentic, can't be authentic because it's always calculated. The moment you decide, oh, I have to create authentic content now, this is the moment where it's getting calculated. When someone tells you you have to create authentic content, this is the moment where calculation starts. And I don't say anything against calculation. I am a woman who leads her business with intention. I am a highly strategic woman. No, none of my moves is by chance. I know how business works. I know how marketing works. I know how all the different touch points can add to each other if you do it right, if you do the right thing to the right time with the quote-unquote right messaging, with the right visuals. This is how I create brand words where people experience something and then buy high ticket, not only once but on repeat, because everything is set by intention. But this conversation where people tell you you have to create something that is authentic, it doesn't make sense. And with that in mind, you know that this is true when I say most authentic content is more calculated than your last pitch deck. But even if this whole conversation would make sense, and now we come to point number three, and even if it would make sense, which it doesn't, we already talked about that, then I personally would have zero interest in to be labeled as an authentic brand. Especially not in the definition of this industry, where authentic suddenly became a synonym for relatable. Guys, I'm not relatable. My life is not normal. I just came out of the pool. Now I'm in my office in my own house in Costa Rica. In 5 weeks, I'm flying to Dubai to speak on an international stage in front of 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs. Last year, I hosted a 100 women live event and spoke on several international stages. The money I make per month is more than most people make per year. The way I make decisions is not normal. I'm a unicorn. I do things other people wouldn't even dare dreaming of. The way I think business, the way I think my life, the way I think wealth building, the way I market, the way I think brands, the way how my marriage is led between Flo and I. It's not normal. And because I'm not relatable, because I'm not leading this normal life, because I'm not a normal woman, I am way more successful than most people. And it's not only that, because I love you guys. I love my community. I love to create all these things with these amazing women, all the creative direction, all the productions. But I don't want to have you in my bedroom. I don't want to have you in my bathroom. I don't want to take you with me to the toilet. I don't want to have you in my marriage. This is something between Flo and I. I don't want to have you in my private relationships. And if this is the definition of authenticity, then, well, then I'm happily not authentic. Then I'm totally fine with not having an authentic brand. Because when we stay with this definition, with the definition of the industry, where authentic equals relatable, where authentic equals messy bun, talking head, out of the life moment, where authenticity or being authentic equals, oh, I'm also just a human. When we take this definition, then most authentic brands are not paid well. This whole industry over years taught you about authority content, building an authority, going first, being the leader. And now suddenly people are preaching, oh, just be relatable. It's not about relatability. It's not about authenticity. Not when it comes to this industry definition, because the official definition of authenticity is a total different thing. Because if this whole conversation truly was about authenticity, which it is not, people wouldn't tell you how it looks like. If it would truly be about being authentic and not using it as a marketing term, not using it as a label, not using it as a strategy, as a framework, as something you have to do in order to get XYZ, then it would actually be a great conversation, because the official definition from Oxford Languages is authentic means of undisputed origin and not a copy, genuine. And this is a great conversation, because when we have a look at the online space, everyone is sounding the same. It's ridiculous. When you scroll through Instagram, you see the exact same hooks, you see the exact same messages inside captions. You can see what is written by ChatGPT. You have so less people that are a true original that I don't have another word, then it's ridiculous. Having the expectation to copy other people, to follow trends, and then having other people pay you thousands over thousands over thousands of dollars. But this conversation isn't about this. It's about a strategy. It's something where people use a framework and tell you this is what works for everyone when it comes to 2026. Because when we go back to the real definition, it's genuine, it's original, then there can't be this one way, like the messy bun, I don't have my shit together way of authenticity. That's valid for everyone. Because then when we talk about real authenticity, it's individual. And then it would be a great conversation, because then we would have more original content. We would have more brands that earn cult status. You would have more brands that stand out in their unique way, which is exactly what I create with my clients, especially when it comes to signature offers. Creating this world around your brand where people have the feeling they belong to. When they buy your signature offer, they brag about being inside of this. And all of this doing it through cult-like productions, which create a cult-like following, where people don't only buy your things, but sell for you because they identify with your brand so much that they are so proud of being a part of it. Because I want to take with me on another thought inside this episode. When everyone and her mom is talking about you have to create relatable content, you have to create talking heads where it feels like you would just grab your cam and then talk into the camera. Like you just had that thought and people have the feeling you are with them or with you in your bedroom, in your bathroom, like they would take part in your daily life. What happens then? Everyone is starting to create that style of content. May it be authentic or not, but everyone is starting to create those things. What does happen again? Like it always does inside this industry. All the people start to do the same until we have the next wave where people start or stop creating this authentic content like it's defined right now in the beginning of 2026, because everyone is starting to do this and people get bored of it. And then there comes this new wave where you have like this aesthetic content again, where maybe another trend comes up, and all these things is like following the wave other people create. You are always in the pond with all the other people, and the moment you realize that is the moment you can start to create something timeless, where you're not doing what everyone else is doing, where you are the one who does things differently, which then makes you stand out. So this whole conversation around authentic content was never about authenticity. When we go back to the basics and we think again about the fact that people start to crave something different, because this is the one thing that is true inside this whole authentic content conversation, is that people start to crave something new, especially with the rise of AI, with people flooding with that Instagram with the content through trial reels, where you have all these copy paste things with ChatGPT, so text wise, or also other tools where people start to create also the videos, the visuals with AI, which is getting better, but still you see it, and people don't, they want to see the human behind. So this is a real development inside the market, and this is something we can use. But there is not only this way of, oh, you need to take people with you in your private life in order to have a chance on the marketplace. We already talked about that. And when you understand that it was never about authenticity, even though everyone is talking about that term, and start to understand that it's about connection, the whole game changes for you. Because people crave something different, yes. They crave depth. Not these highly curated brands anymore, which don't have soul, which look nice, have great aesthetics, have great fonts, great colors. This is something we left behind in 2025. So they don't want to have this anymore. What they truly want is they want to actually feel something. But this is nothing that you create by talking more about yourself, your mess, you. I. You can use I message, you can use you messages, it doesn't matter. But what truly matters is that you create a brand where people can see themselves inside of it. And the women who manage to do that, to create that brand world, to create something where people want to belong to. The women who come to the dark side where it's not about authentic content at all. The dark side where you sell high tickets without access to your private life, without being relatable or explaining yourself to death. These are the women who win in 2026. And if you want to do this together, you know where to find me.